The Newfoundland and Labrador government will soon begin collecting information on school-age children. They hope to discover a set of indicators that might predict future mental health and addictions issues. To find out what that means, I spoke with Associate Deputy Minister for Education and Early Childhood Development, Eldred Barnes.
This is based on the Premier's Task Force report, and one of the recommendations, of course, is that we start to get good information on our youth as early as possible and make sure that we're intervening in the early years in, for the most part, a very comprehensive approach to mental health and wellness overall. So healthy eating, physical activity, all of that is important to overall wellness. But there are other indicators that may show up early, and if we had those built into a data repository, we may be able to put that information to use by way of intervening during the school years to create better overall wellness.
You'll be looking at individual children, or will it be sort of an overall of the population?
For the most part, we'll be looking at indicators beyond the individual. We won't be focused entirely on individuals. But with appropriate permissions and so on, it may be possible to deal with individual circumstances.
Do you think that it's possible that, you know, you identify indicators and say a child falls within the realm of those indicators, but does that necessarily lead to them having that problem in the future? And if not, do you run the risk of a self-fulfilling prophecy?
Well, we wouldn't be intervening unnecessarily to begin with, and any kind of interventions ought to be aimed at improving overall mental wellness. So, no, I don't think we're going to be running those kinds of risks.
It doesn't necessarily follow that, for instance, people I know who've been in a house with addicted parents, abusive parents, they didn't turn out to have those issues.
Correct.
So if
certainly we would be monitoring for those sorts of situations. You know, we're not looking to intervene unnecessarily in any respect, but perhaps there are steps that could be taken. But certainly having the capacity to monitor and say, you know what, the, you know, levels of the, you use addictions as an example, you know, if we see that there are certain indicators of situations that may be leading to other more complicated issues down the road, well, it gives us an opportunity to plan and to follow up, and certainly part of that follow-up might be that there is no need for intervention.
You see no issue with this particular, you know, these indicators at all?
Not at this point, because we're very early days into this, and of course questions like you're raising now will have to be raised through committee level and through the process of trying to develop a repository and developing indicators, and obviously that's where you'll be seeking the input of experts.
So what would you say to someone that might think that this seems a little invasive in terms of people's lives?
It's way too early to draw such a conclusion, because we're only in the infancy of the development of those particular, that this particular initiative. And beyond that, of course, you know, we would never be working at an individual level without full, you know, permissions from parents, from the children, and so on. So that, you know, is not a particular issue at this point in time. So this is so early that if there are issues along those lines, they will come up along the way and will be addressed.
The committee will be a partnership between the Department of Education and Early Childhood Development, the Department of Health and Community Services, the Office of Information and Privacy Commissioner, and the Newfoundland and Labrador Center for Health Information. I've contacted several members of the counseling and psychology community. Only one person got back to me,
but wouldn't go on record, stating they wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. According to the Education Action Plan, this is set to be, in their words, substantially underway by 2022. For Kicker, I'm Andrew Waterman.